And thinking about the day-to-day work that you do in the piping shop, can you take me through the process of putting a pipe on a press, bending a pipe, and, you know, from the beginning, where would you start? Would you start with the drawing?
Oh, yeah, you started, you had the drawing, and then you bend the pipe to this drawing or whatever. Or George used to give you some sketches, because you had a big drawing overall, and George would draw the pipes out, and he was very clever at that, and you then bent the pipes to whatever dimensions he'd given, you know. But then you had to screw the pipes first, generally, because you had flanges on them for slamming up, and you screwed the pipe and what have you, and then the pipe was then bent if need be and what have you, and then you had to fit them on the press. And George was a stickler that all pipes had to be vertical and look vertical. And he'd come like that and he'd look, and he used some bad language sometimes. He'd say, "You so-and-so and so-and-so, silly so-and-so. Look at that pipe. What do you think this is? Look at it. It's going across there. Get it down." And you had to get it down and put it upright and put the level on it as well, you know. And he was a stickler for that, and he always was. And it was, as I said, it was a strange going on. He once got sent home because he was too scruffy. I never forgot that. They sent him home, and Mr. Cook, that was, he was the works manager. And Mr. Cook liked a chap called Horace Jones. They come from Cinderford, well, that area. And Horace Jones was liked by Mr. Cook. Now, Mr. Cook decided that he wanted Horace to be foreman. Horace wouldn't have taken the job, I know, but Horace always wanted to go in hydraulic one into the fitting shop. And as soon as it became apparent that Mr. Cook wanted him to go in to be the pipe shop foreman, he suddenly got his wish granted. And he went into hydraulic one.